Beloved congregation, the hour of preparation for the Lord's Supper, as well as the hour that that sacrament is administered, and also the hour of reflection that must be a serious hour for all of us. And that for those that remain seated, in the first place, there is a part in the congregation still that by bringing up from their parents and by the preaching and reading of the word, who are convinced that Christ instituted the Lord's Supper for his people. There was in former times already a difference of opinion about it. You know, maybe, that the grandfather of Jan Edwards, Stoddard, he did believe that he had to open the doors to the table of the covenant as a means of grace. That means that by taking the Lord's Supper that we could be converted. But of course that is wrong. That is totally wrong. That sacrament that is given to the living church and to the strengthening of saving faith. Not temporal, not historical, miraculous, but only to the strengthening of that true faith that is wrought in the heart of God's people. Jan Edwards, he came against that when he came in Northampton to that congregation. And he preached 24 years different in the hope to persuade the people that it is not a sacrament for everybody, for all those that profess the truth, but only for those that live it in with heart. There came an enmity against that man, that he placed him after 40 years out of the church. That was one of the serious points in his days. And you know that Jan Edwards, we can well call him as a second Luther, in regard to his doctrine, the doctrine of justification. Finally, he came nog in a little place, a little village, where he was laboring, and then he came the president of Princeton, And a year later then he died, and the Lord took him up in heaven. Samuel Rutherford, he had the same trouble in his congregation. There were also in his time already so many that came to the Lord's Supper who could not say anything about spiritual life. It was a grief for that man. And it was a heavy burden also for Rutherford that there were several partakers of that sacrament without, as he showed that in their life, without spiritual life. Because, you know, congregation, it is clear enough. What is clear enough? That the Lord said in his word about Israel that it shall live alone and not mentioned with the heathens. And if the Lord comfort us, then there come a separation. Is it for everybody so clear? No. There is a difference between Paul and between Timothy. But I give you this evening something to think about. If it would happen in this evening that there was one touched in your midst, one, by the Holy Spirit, and you would hear in the church, "Carry me out of the camp, I am surely wounded." Lust forever. I think tomorrow there shall be a rumor in this place in Franklin, yeah, what is Franklin Lake, and other places here that they would say, "Have you heard what there took place yesterday in the Franklin Lake church? There was a girl. There was a boy, there was a woman that was touched by the Holy Spirit. There are so many converted people now and nobody knows anything about it." Yeah. Right or wrong? Right or wrong? I shall not tell you stories, this does not my idea, no. No, only one thing, and refer to this point. In that place where I was born, there was but a little boy, very little. And then they came in that church, and father with his children, who never came in the church, well, the children and the mother, but not he, no. And the church was packed always. Some of the children have to sit here. Other ones of the children have to sit on the other side of the aisle. And when that man was touched by the Spirit, then he started to cry. Yeah. And there came such an impression in that church. A deep impression. And then those older children, 8, 9, 10 years old, they say, "That is Dad, that is Father." Yeah. The work of the Lord, people, that cannot be concealed, no. Sooner or later, they have to come something out. And the Lord knows the heart and the secrets within. But, congregation, I have to make myself free from you. also in this evening. If it in our life is always cold and hard and dead, no. The Lord, He breaks His people in pieces. Yeah. In pieces. Against thee I have sinned and have done what is evil in thy own sight. There is people here in this church that know from their parents, grandparents, that we must be converted, but in their head, some in their conscience, but they come not further. It is a wonder if it is the Lord's Supper that they say we stay home, because that minister have to preach some while, he had to read that form, and it's also long, why not shorter? And then have to say some words at that table to the people that come there. Oh, a burden for some. Awfully. Awful. And I will say one word to you. If what we have preached in this morning between our grave, our cradle and our grave, if that become not our life, then we are standing outside of it. There have to be happen a miracle in our life. We cannot pick it up from the floor. It has to be given us from on high. Shall there not be people that have so much strife that cannot come? Oh yes. It happens too. I have so many examples of that, and I can tell you well something out of our own life when we are young. Oh yes. There can be so much strife. Once in my church there stand up a man, converted man, and he go back to his seat. I say, boy, what happens? Oh, that man, he said, it was of the devil grasped me. And he said, if you do one step more, then you die there. Thus I go back. Yeah. I hope that you can follow it, people. But I am never the man. And that woman is never the woman. Unless that the Lord brings us there. And now it remains a personal question. Personal. We have to answer for ourselves. And again, this evening, also for God's people, how they came, they have to give an account of. What happens when they came here? What took place in this afternoon, afterwards? How that it is now in their heart in this evening? My text for this evening, that is in the same chapter as this morning, Luke 22nd. Verse 19, the last part. The last part. This do in remembrance of me, this far. I have four things to consider with you. In the first place, the excellency of Christ. the value of his suffering, the greatness of his love, and the fullness of his grace. The young people can well follow that and keep that in their mind, please. That when the church goes out, that you still know what we have talked about. Many times, people, it is the Lord's Supper that is fruitless. Many times it is in general dishonoring. These people that come to me with their lips, but with their heart keep far from me. The blame is not to the Lord, no. If we have to make a decision, and a country and congregation have to make a decision, of a consistory, then it could well be that it very seldom was the Lord's Supper, especially in our days, where such a veil is hanging over the Church of Christ. But now, when Christ instituted the Lord's Supper, then he commanded his disciples, this do in remembrance of me. That was, congregation, a command of love. If you are standing at the deathbed of a father, of a mother, a child, of a daughter, and they ask you something in the last moments, shall you not do everything to follow that up? And there have to be some knowledge of that only name that is given under heaven whereby we must be saved. This is life eternal, that they know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Thus, all embracing people, all people with the full assurance of faith, No, that was even not found by the disciples of Christ. In John 14, then Christ started in his farewell sermon, let your heart not be troubled. And then, what he say further? Then he said, ye believe in God, believe also in me. Dus there you have two things. What Christ mentioned there to his disciples. They did believe in God. But believing in Christ, that was missing there. I don't know. Somebody would say to me, that's for me in question. Because in John 6, then Peter, he said, we have believed and confessed that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. In Matthew 16, and Peter, he said again in the name of the other apostles, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. They have well knowledge of his person, but what was now lacking with those disciples? Tell me now. What was now lacking? the knowledge of his mediatorial worth. And I tell you that we don't know more about Christ than only what the Holy Spirit have revealed unto us by his divine enlightening. I cannot say it in a simple way. There is a difference between the knowledge of Christ and the knowledge of his mediatorial work. And one of our writers, he said, Comrie, that even in the best times of the church, in the flourishing times of the church, that there were not so many that came to the full assurance of grace, as Paul I know in whom I have believed, and as Job I know my Redeemer lives. In the times of persecution, then it was different. We have in the Martyr, in the Book of the Martyrs, we have several testimonies, even of children, 12, 14, 16 years old, that before that they go to the stake, that they give such a clear testimony of the hope that was wrought in their heart by the Holy Spirit. They need it. In martyrs' times, then we need martyrs' grace. But still, you believe in me, believe all, you believe in God, believe also in me. And that must be given us too. Because the whole way of salvation, congregation, that is a mystery. And the more that we receive from it in our heart, the more that we shall complain how little that we know of it for our own heart and soul. We can be old, and that we come in such a straight way that we say something, did I really know something about it? So there goes something. But still, there must be something of it in our heart. Let I say it maybe not in a very simple way. It is so necessary that we come to the knowledge that we are lost, to the knowledge that we are a sinner, to the knowledge that we are hell worthy, but also that there is a little revealed of that way of salvation in our soul, that we can be saved in that way, that all the attributes of God be glorified, and that the Lord himself had opened that way in his beloved Son Jesus Christ, and that there were moments in our life that we could say with the bride, he is altogether lovely, and still that the embracing is lacking, that we are standing on our own side. And if the question comes, what is your only comfort in life and in death, that with full assurance that I could say that I no longer my own, but belong to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. Shall now that people not have some moments? Yes. There is a difference between the habit of faith and the assurance of faith. And the habit of faith, the essence of faith, as you find that in the Catechism, in the Lord's Day 23rd, no, 7, in the Lord's 20, in the Lord's Day 27, there is the essence of faith, that there are moments for that poor people of the Lord, that the Lord had made so easy for them, that there are moments that they have no sin. No sin? No. No sin. Yeah. That is grace. I never have heard it. That's too bad if you never have heard it. There are moments for that people that by the love of God their sins is covered. There are even moments in their life that their sins fall away. Is it possible? Yeah. You can prove that, of course. Otherwise, I would not tell you that. There are moments that Christ is revealed in their heart. Paul said in Galatians 1, verse 16, when it pleased the Lord to reveal his Son in me, then our sins fall away. But there is another point, and that is that God as yet had forgiven my sins and that he had cast them in the sea of forgetfulness and that he shall never remember them, because if the guilt of sin once is taken away on the basis of the righteousness of Christ, then the guilt of sin has come never back. Can you prove it with the text at the Bible, boy? Give the text. By the prophet Jeremiah. That the sins of Ephraim shall be sought, but that it shall not be found. That it shall not be found. We have to become a sinner, people. Yeah. And we have to learn a little. The Lord is free in the measure of it. I come not into that this evening. But there are moments for the people that they even could say, now I could well die. They can sit in the church and so be taken up under the word of God, the power and the sweetness of it, that everything fall away. There are moments for the people that they rejoice in the Lord. The father that we have buried, Freddy, he said once in a company in Passaic years and years ago to a man that was talking there, I believe you come there. But he said, I come there too. I come there too. Yeah. And I came 18 years in that house, you know. 18 years, sometimes 10 times a year. And we have talked so many times, sometimes deep in the night. Where are the times? Where are the times? But then he could not say that. No. Then he was trembling. Did he say, I say that well once during the Passaic sometime. But then it was so easy. Then it was so open. Oh yeah, congregation, it is too bad the time is so short. If you have time, I would say, let us stay this evening here. To explain that from point to point, how that the Lord leads his people. And at different times in the life of that people. It is the same as with the wind. That is in the east and that is in the west and then in the north and south. Yeah. Sometime in one day. Because in regeneration, then the Lord had wrought by the Holy Spirit in their heart faith. Hope and charity. And what is now the exercising of faith in the heart of God's children? Concerned or established. What is now the exercising? That they rest upon Christ and his mediatorial work. That is the exercise. And for a while, reading sometime in an old writer of what book it is, that they have so much share in it for their own soul by the applying of it for their heart, that they say, "Oh Lord, it's so easy to believe that I am not a stranger of it. Lord, I am not more afraid of thee. I am not afraid of thee." There was well a time, and I thought he shall cast me away forever. He shall cut me off. I know the times in my own life that I stand still, that I dare not to go further, because I thought the earth shall open his mouth, and with Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, I shall sink away. You're singing through 12 this evening. I love the Lord because he had heard my crying and my supplication. Wonderful things. But up and down. And open it not only up and down. But your sins that make a separation between me and thee. And then even the thought about idleness, that's foolishness, says Solomon. Even the thoughts. We could talk about that much more, of course, but yeah, you're all bound to time in a church militant. And now that people, the Holy Spirit is a spirit that makes place for Christ and a spirit that applies Christ. Many people there is outside of us and inside their tapis too, all that think that kind of preaching that is always in the dump and that is always met down and as always, your breast or your head up on your breast and all these things. No, no, that's a lie. That is a lie. They have moans that they are joyful in the Lord. That they talk to the Lord. And that the Lord talk to them. That the Lord speak peace and pardon to the soul. That they cleave unto the Lord with their whole heart. That they acknowledge him in all their ways. In the way of his ordinances that become their life. One day in the house, in the course, is better than 1,000 in the tents of wickedness. And one thing I have desired, that I seek after, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord, to see the beauty of the Lord and to inquire into his temple. Bunyan preached sometime in the night, 12 o'clock, when he was in jail. And then that head of that jail gave him permission to go out. And then the warden told some people that he was preaching 12 o'clock. Sometimes 1,000 people in the night. 1,000. Yeah. Where are the times, people? Where are the times? And where is that life? Right? Yeah. That the Lord strengthen his inheritance when they were weary. The blame is here, oh. Here the blame. Yeah. I the men and the men. And now Christ, he said about that sacrament, do this in remembrance of me. In remembrance of his coming resurrection in remembrance of his ascending in heaven, his sitting at the right hand of the Father. No, do this in remembrance that my life was broken down, that my blood was shed for the remission of your sins, that Christ died on the cross of Calvary because I have to die and I have to be separated from God. On the cross of Calvary for 3 hours, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? There he was in hell, that surety, without light, without comfort, without compassion. I have trodden the winepress only, alone, and not one of the nations was with me. There was no Peter, no John, no James. No, there was not one there. He was alone there. And God as Juts was there, and the devil was there as his enemy. And the load of God's wrath that was laying upon him. My God, my God. And still exercising faith. My God, my God. Unmovable. On account that he was the eternal Son of God. And that his divine nature had upholded him. As that he also upholded that people in strife. And there are moments that he lifted up their heads. And are moments that they say, devil, go away. Devil, go away. I say once to a dying woman in my congregation, the devil is of sometimes visited you. She said, yesterday he came. Yesterday he came. But I say, go away, devil. Because on Calvary's cross there is paid for all my guilt and for all my sin. This is not always in the dumbbell. Oh, no, no, no. No. But we have, of course, not always a dancing and a singing Christendom. No, but that's all my fault, not the Lord. Do this in remembrance of me. And my first point this evening, that is the excellency of his person. Because he who commanded his disciples, do this in remembrance of me. That was the eternal Son of God, co-equal and co-essential with the Father and with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. And Romans 9, verse 5, God be praised above all. The lion out of the tribe of Judah, the rose of Sharon, the fountain that is open for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the man of God's counsel, the man of sorrow, the man of the husband of his people, the man of the merits, yeah, and the man of the justice, because the Father had laid all the justice in his heart for all his people. And he taketh up Hezekiah, he said, I am oppressed, undertake for me. There are about 200 different names about that excellent Christ in the Bible. About 200. You must ask Luca, my boys. He will do it? Hmm? Girls? About 200 names. Yeah. In one text in Isaiah 5, five different names. There is no end to it.
No.
There is no end to it. And his name is as an oil that is poured out. And therefore the virgins, they love thee. Because Christ make room in their heart for himself. And he becomes the highest place in their soul. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none on earth that I desire of thee. Paul said in Colossians 3, verse 11, that Christ is all and in all. And when Christ was baptized, then the Father spoke out of heaven, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And then the Holy Spirit came in the figure of a dove and was sitting upon him. Yeah. And the Holy Spirit accompanied him to the desert, where he was tempted by the devil. That Spirit have lead that mediator, that Savior. And in his suffering and in his desert resurrection, then the Holy Spirit came on the foreground to glorify that Christ, as that he glorified that Christ in the heart of his dear people, the excellency of Christ. And people, the eyes that have once seen, that shall never be dim. No. There is something in that shall remain to all eternity. The Lord had appeared unto me, said Jeremiah 31, from olden times, from olden days. All that is outside of that people, that falls all away. Yeah. They become worthless, but nothing. And when Christ was with his disciples and with Moses and Elijah on the mount of transfiguration, then Peter said, "Lord, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tabernacles. For thou one and for Moses one and for Elijah." Yeah. But no. The Lord took those two men away. Because Moses was not the mediator. And Elijah could not satisfy God's justice. And they saw nothing else than Savior. He remained. And that is now the only one that shall remain. There was an old minister in 1600. On his deathbed, he was asked not to say something the next Sunday when he was in heaven, because they expected it, and it happens too, to say something to his congregation. But then he say, "I have nothing to say." As only when you desire something to say to the congregation Sunday, then you must say that in this last night, 2 o'clock, that I acknowledge my Father for the gift of his Son. And Dr. Owen, he said on his deathbed, "Soon, as a little cabin boy, I shall leave the boat of God's church." As a little cabin boy. Oh, people. Yeah, I have not words enough in English. It is too bad. It is too bad. But that will come a time in our life and times that Christ had all the love of my heart. And that I hated everything outside of, with all that is in me, and that I cleave unto him for time and for eternity. Wat een wonder, but he sing nog een little stanza. Van 200 to 328. Thou art my portion, Lord. Thy words I ever heed. With all my heart, thy grace I seek. Thy promises I plead. 328, the first stanza. And now, congregation, tell me a few words this evening. There is no end to it. No, there is no end to it. But the question that is, how is it here? How is it in our heart? How is it in our heart? If now the Lord took us away tonight, or the coming night, tomorrow, and that we before the next Sabbath day buried and in eternity, what was our life then? What was our life? And congregation, you can talk what you want, but we have to know sometimes. We have to know some places. We have to know some experience of what I preached in this Sabbath day. Cannot be less. It cannot be less. I say this morning, there are so many people in our days, and they're coming out congregations up more and more too. Oh yes. And there's people that is looking for something new and for something different. But we must be comforted as Adam was comforted, and comforted as that the last of God's elected people shall brought into the church. No difference. No. And Christ himself, he spoke about a straight gate, and he spoke about a broad way and a narrow way. And we have to search our heart, people. Cut off from Adam and engrafted in Christ. Standing outside and placed inside. Yeah. Placed inside. Not by our own strength, no, but by the Lord himself. He who has begun the good work, that he shall perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. And I say this morning, the whole Bible, that is the word of God, from Genesis to Revelation. And it is a blessing that there come times in our life that we can kiss the word of God. And that we out of the fullness of our heart could say, that is now God's testimony. that is sure forever and forever. And when I have found that I have eaten it, and it was sweeter to my taste as honey and as honeycomb. But there's all the truth. That is all the truth. But what word did the Lord speak to us? What word, what promise did he apply to our heart? And that is now the same in the Old as in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, in Psalm 35, speak thou to my soul, I am thy salvation. In Matthew 8, that heathen's captain speak only one word. And thy servant shall be cured. And if it now is his right in your heart, people, honestly, then there is not one in the world with whom you talk more than to him who is at the right hand of the Father. Yeah. You talk today, no, with him. You have no time today to separate yourself in your inner shame. Yeah. Once they came as a little boy in the far west pulpit after I had preached there. I'd maybe 4 or 5 years old. And that boy, he said to me, I love you. Yeah, I love you. I don't know what how the boy was, nothing at all. But oh, then immediately, yeah, when that boy said, I love you, and there came something back. I say, boy, I say that to the Lord sometime too. I love you. He is worthy all my love. Why? Because I love the Lord, because he had loved me first. He had loved me first. And that had humbled our hearts. Yeah. And that shall time and again humble our heart. And he comes. When he comes, sometime then it is so dead, sometime it is so cool, so cold, sometime, oh, we are so lazy, staying in bed, Christ at the door, knock, but not coming out of that bed. But you know what a blessing it then is, that the opening of the door that Christ, he left something, that myrrh, that flew myrrh. And that is that's the drawn love of the Father. And then that bride that goes out. Yeah. And then they have no rest till that they have found him. Till that Christ had found him. And that he speak to the soul. Because is not Ephraim my precious son? Is he not a darling to me? Since that I have spoken, think seriously of him. Yeah. And then tears of regret that we let him standing there. That his head was filled with the dew. And his locks with water. But also tears that he came back, that he come back. Because sometimes it seems that he never shall come back. And then that he never shall come back. Young and old, the excellency of that Christ. The disciples have left him, but in the morning of the resurrection, then Christ was seeking the lost sheep of Israel. And 5 times in one day, and he visited his people here. And he spoke to the soul. Because the Lord never can forsake and leave his people. No. He had loved them with an eternal love. And that love that is unbreakable. What have taken place here? How unfaithful, how sinful. Oh, what a terrible person they are. They cannot boast about himself, but those that boast that are boasting in the Lord. I hope, congregation, because the time is there and maybe otherwise there are complaints this long, but I hope that a few words for this evening be sanctified to young and old, great and small, and that the Lord apply to your heart. Was there not once here in Frankel Lake that had bowed his knees this last week, that they say now that ministers come, oh, that it was for me. That it was for me. That the air is a tiding for me. Yeah. A tiding of peace and pardon. And that his word shall be applied to bring me back, because I am a wandering sheep, black sliding. And I cannot come back. The Lord have to draw me with the course of love. You were faithful this morning in coming here. The mystery is there and he calls you. Or did you refuse? One of the two. Take it back with you. Answer the question between the Lord and your soul. In keeping God's commandments, there is a great reward. That our life may Christ, the hour of death that shall be gained for our soul. And then one time we come in a country where no inhabitant would say, I am sick. Because the people that is there, that shall have forgiveness of all their iniquity. And in a country where we never more shall grieve the Lord. Where we never shall sin, but where we shall live to his honor and to his glory forever and forever. Young and old, traveling to eternity. You have heard today what is necessary. Let it stay with you when you shall leave this place this evening. Oh, that there were many that could not sleep tonight. That a father and a mother would say, what do I hear this night? Seems that the boy is walking upstairs. Maybe he is sick. No. But I am without God in the world. And I cannot die as I was born. And there is a way to escape the wrath of God for a lost sinner. en voor een sinner dat accept. Voor 100% that his place is in hell. Those shall be accepted. And those that shall be kissed. And those that shall receive, notwithstanding all their sins, the favor, the mercy of the Lord, and the comfort of the Holy Spirit, do this in remembrance of me. Amen. Lord, that are only a few words, but there isn't time for everything. That thy word never shall testify against us, but that it be to our eternal welfare. Remember the congregation with their office bearers. Give them a servant from thee, a leader, who preach the word of God in all spirituality. Look upon elders and deacons, fathers and mothers and children, the principal of the school with all the teachers and with the children. Spread out thy wings over all of them, that we acknowledge thy name, that thy hand has strengthened us to perform those labors. Bring us safely in this week to our congregation, and strengthen also for all the labors for which we are called in the coming days again. Made everything well with thyself, and forgive all the shortcomings. Wash and cleanse us in thy blood, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Psalm 36. I have followed truth and justice, leave me not in deep distress. 336, the first stanza. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.